a holy prophet. They watch him with all his posture. His Rothstein goggle game be the dopest he got to. Be from the 80s era. His tennis shade Carrera. Queens forever. Green pipe seats. Clean Panamera. Amateur Hanna-Barbera. Characters know they envy. The illest Hennessy. Black sipper with loaded.
Sports fans, man, week two, me and B.A. in the building, got to get the special guest over here, Mr. Bold Prediction, man.
Yeah.
Bold Prediction, he tried to jinx them Saints last week and it backfired on him a little bit.
Backfired on me again.
It is what it is, man, but week one in the books, week two coming up, got a tilt between the NFC South tonight, between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers. What y'all fellas think about that game going into it? What's your feelings on everything going into this game right here, man? Because
Carolina has been playing terrible, but the Bucs are even worse.
That's going to be a toss-up game, man. That game can go either way, man. It might go into overtime, man, 20-23.
Just because they both bad or just because it's a division rival?
Just a division
rival. I call it two snaggletooth tigers going at it.
I think Tampa Bay.
Somebody got to accidentally pull the meat off the bone, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna be a toss. It's gonna be a wrestle. But when they do, then somebody gonna get tired. Ain't nobody gonna get hurt.
Ain't no teeth to bite nobody, huh?
Ain't no teeth to bite nobody. Ain't nobody gonna get hurt. They're just gonna get tired.
It'll be like Rocky, huh?
Two snaggletooth tigers going at it, boy. That's what I call that.
Golly, man. So I'm thinking, man, I'm thinking.
But if I had to take one, it'd be Carolina.
I'm taking Carolina just because of the fact that I saw firsthand the Bucs offensive line, and I saw the quarterback play behind the offensive line.
But you can't blame, if you see the line.
You can't blame the quarterback.
You can't blame the quarterback.
The line.
I believe the quarterback is set up for failure.
When the line ain't built right.
When the line ain't built right. You done had 2 years.
I.e. Cam had his sacks. I.e. they shored up his line now.
Yeah.
I.e. James has had a rough 4 years.
You done had time to build the line up, man. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
They on the road. Carolina on the road?
No, Tampa Bay is at Carolina.
Yeah, but it don't matter. I just don't like Tampa Bay.
I'm going to roll with Tampa Bay tonight, man.
Really?
Tampa Bay.
Bold predictions say Tampa Bay, man.
Tampa Bay going to win tonight, man.
Yeah, you say Carolina?
I like Carolina. But I don't know who favorite, what the spread is.
What y'all think about Cam, man? Like, is Cam, is he to the point of just definitely on the back end, never to reach the pinnacle ever again?
It's like this.
What you think?
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
It's just father time.
No, it's like you can't wait till that man get 30 years old and try to change his throw up, try to change all this up.
Can't let him be.
The way he was perfectly fine.
So what y'all think about this right here? Like, I mean, he's had the shoulder injuries and stuff, so obviously he ain't gonna be able to throw like that no more. But what y'all think about the fact of I got one of them for you too, Mac. I gotta bring it to you. What y'all think about, like, the black quarterbacks, the mobile quarterbacks, the black quarterbacks? They always try to dumb them down and say, hey, you don't need to run, do all this stuff or whatnot. But that's kind of what got you there, eh?
That's it, man. You gotta let them play off the talents, man.
But who cares about, you know?
They want them to, even under pressure, to sit in the pocket
and not be yourself.
We was always taught when you playing sports,
you got to get out.
You got to move.
Got to move at all costs.
Whether it's moving to run or moving to throw. But you definitely got to be moving.
And the mobile quarterback gets criticized for being able to move better than the other guys.
Right.
That's it.
Should that be something you should applaud? Something that he's superior to this other guy. So let him do what he do.
That's a phase that another guy don't have. So it can't hurt them to be moving in the pocket.
It can only help, right?
But what do you think? Most black quarterbacks are the only ones that can move.
Right.
So that's why the stereotype come in of a running quarterback.
It's like, you know what? They would rather have a quarterback sitting back there mobile and saying, oh, his eyes are trained down the field. No, that's the only thing he can do.
That's it.
That's why he's doing that. He can't do nothing
else.
That's
a one-trick pony.
And so, the line held up, didn't hold up, so he took a sack.
One trick pony.
So, tip this right here. If Cam Newton, Jameis Winston, RG3, Russell Wilson, who else is out there? Lamar Jackson. If those guys sat back in the pocket and the rush came towards them, And as soon as the refs got to him, they pulled a Peyton Manning and just went down like somebody shot him from the stands with a rifle. Wouldn't you think they get criticized in the media?
Of course.
They just falling down. But they don't say that about Tom Brady doing it or Peyton Manning doing it.
Yeah. They're not mobile.
So it's definitely a double standard.
It's a double standard, definitely.
Of course.
No matter how you look at it, it's a double standard. So, predictions on the score tonight. What you thinking, B.A.?
I'm thinking two snaggletooth tigers going at it. We'll probably say 2017, Carolina.
2017 Carolina. Max says the Bucks are going to win this game.
Bucks going to win by a field goal, man. It's going to go into overtime, too.
Oh,
23-20.
23-20. Overnight thriller for Monday Night Football, yeah. Huh?
Thursday night
football.
Overtime game tonight.
Prime time football, no matter how you look
at it. Tampa Bay going to get it.
So I'm thinking Carolina 29-17. I ain't giving. I'm not giving the Bucks a dog in the hunt. The
Bucks play good on the road though, man. I've been watching them.
They play good. I would like to see that. I'm fond of the team, fond of the players. I would like to see that. I would like to see them turn it around. But just what I saw out of the offensive line, with the secondary that's so young and still trying to figure out where they need to be and where they need to position themselves, I just don't see them going into Carolina on the road against Cam Newton, who has something to prove. Because Carolina lost their first game too, y'all.
Man, Carolina ain't won a game in 6 games. Man, so, going back to last year.
So the hot seat is on for Cam, you know.
That's why I'm taking them with a grain of salt. Yeah. I'm definitely not confident in the pick.
Cam been in the league how long now, man?
About
7 years?
Yeah, it's been a bit. About
6, 7 yeah. Years.
No final time catching up with him, too. Y'all know that.
He's 30.
Yeah, he's 30.
He's 30 years old.
I just don't see. Carolina's in a better position than Tampa Bay. And I honestly don't think Carolina's that bad of a team.
I really don't.
They haven't won. I don't think they're that bad of a team. I really don't.
You are what your record says you are.
That is true. Right now, they're both 0-1. So.
Carolina has lost 6 games in a row.
That don't carry over season.
How?
It don't carry over.
If you lose 5 games in a row last year, come out and lose your first game this year, and then you talking about somebody beating somebody the next week, how can that not carry over?
So, the Saints lost that game to Minnesota.
They lost it and won week one.
Damn. So they didn't last.
But they didn't lose 5 games in a row and then come into the next.
So you say they just mentally in a rut.
They are. Their confidence is gone.
Until they win a game.
Which they got to figure it out.
Which will be tonight, I think.
Yeah, they'll win tonight. But if anything,
I just want to see a good game.
And that's what I'm afraid of.
What?
Not seeing a good game.
Just seeing a doggone just.
I don't want to see nobody get gnawed on all day. I do not want. I want to see some biting, scratching, and crawling. I want to see some of that. I don't want nobody gumming nobody.
They're making love like they were gum, huh?
Yeah.
bumping gums.
How tight you going to take somebody's head off and he ain't got no teeth?
Can't do it. Won't do it.
I want to see some action. You get what I'm saying?
Some live action.
When they out there in that Serengeti, you got to be able to strike.
So Cam still wearing that pretty helmet with the little shield and shit?
Oh, you know he's doing that. He flavored up now. You know
he
that.
He's going to dress up. He's going to do all that. But is he going to win when he get out there?
Man.
That's the question.
So, man, look, going in this game right here, now we think about it. We got two black quarterbacks going up against each other. Two relatively, Bruce Arians is not a new coach, but, you know, that's a new program. He's at a new location in, the situation in Carolina with them. Who has got the most pressure on him tonight out of Cam Newton and James Winston?
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton.
You think Cam too, Matt?
Man, he done lost 6 games in a row, Dez.
Pressure on him, man.
Cam was a paid, established Pro Bowl quarterback. Yeah. James is looking at, is he going to be a starter or be out the league or be a backup one? Like, what? You don't think he got the most pressure?
He got 16. He got 14 more games after tonight
to prove that. But Cam is, hey, Cam, buddy.
You done lost 6 games in a row.
And you done got your money.
And they about to go another direction. Did they even draft the quarterback? Because I was hearing rumors about them drafting the quarterback this year.
Man.
That's how it is.
So Cam really is at that point right there.
It's at that point.
Man.
Cam on the hot seat.
Do they need to move on from him?
But for the record, though, Mike Chambers. Do Mike Chambers have any grounds to even talk noise today? Can he even brag today? Can he be happy about his Panthers today?
Nah, he can't brag. He can only
be happy about his team, so he might go root for him. But
he gonna root for him. But can he? Is he right now? Is he confident, or has he got a little shaky stomach right now?
He got the bubble guts.
He down at DeSoto right now in the bathroom.
He nervous.
He nervous now.
Golly, Mike Chambers, they got you nervous up here, man. Golly, that's crazy, man. That to me is crazy.
Don't leave Bo out too.
Oh yeah, William Collins, man. On
William Collins.
Doggone LeBron fan.
What your boy Cam gonna do?
So a thing just came across my phone, said that Gronk has admitted now, just came out 22 minutes ago, said that he's admitted that he had 20 concussions.
Right. Yeah, we know.
Think he really did?
Yeah, I believe it.
What you think about that, Matt?
I don't know about that, man.
That's part of the reason why he retired.
Yeah, it's probably why he was, you know, doing what he was doing and acting the way he acted and all that kind of stuff.
CTE is real.
You think all of his, you know what, now that I think about it though, you think a lot of the little injuries and nagging injuries that he had were actually injuries, or that was concussion?
That's what it could have been.
You know what I'm saying?
Very easily could have been concussion.
Because it's easy for you to say, nobody have no worries or concerns with you, to say, oh, it's just a shoulder or a knee or an ankle and all this stuff. But when you start saying your head, like, whoa, you don't need to be out there. I don't know if we can trust him.
The head, man, it's
just, that's a different ball game.
Different ball game.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Because your body functions off that head.
Yeah. Everything functions off that head.
Right. Man. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, we're here to talk strictly football picks. I know you got to run, man. Golly, Team USA, that's terrible, man. I just don't. That's terrible. Serbia?
Come on.
Serbia?
Come on, man.
Do they even have a basketball gym over there? So let's get down to it for the weekend, man. First game on the list, man. You already know what it is. The mighty Indianapolis Colts going up against them sire Tennessee Titans.
I like the Colts.
Matt?
I like them Titans, man. The Titans showed me something last week, man. I'm going to ride with them Titans, man.
You know, I'm going to just thump a coin on
this one. Now, I told you 24-17.
They hadn't beat the Colts since Hector was a puppy. And he's a grown dog now.
It's 2019.
On his way out, ain't he?
Yes, sir. Y'all ain't going to hold up.
I think y'all going to get him there.
Hey, man, I'm going to thump a coin on this and just it magically landed on them Titans. So I'm going to ride with them Titans.
Yeah, you flipping a coin and got Titans on both sides.
It got Titans on both sides.
You
already know
lucky
that.
Lucky coin, LBA.
You already know it, man.
It's the unlucky lucky coin.
Because either way, I get the Titans, though.
Either way, you getting the Titans.
That ain't good or bad, is LBA.
Remember the Titans.
Both.
That's what I'm saying. It's both.
Tighten up, baby. Tighten up. Chargers versus Lions, man. The Chargers travel across the country to go to Detroit on turf.
I like the Chargers. Take as many points they'll get.
Sloppy game.
Long as it ain't in the double digits.
But no, that's, you know, they going over there. And it's the Colts. That's better.
I think that's better because the spread going to be less.
Detroit, a janky place to play. And the spread is -3.
Right. See, that's
Detroit's a janky place, man.
That's scammy right there.
1913.
Over the years, be honest, it's janky to play in Detroit.
Yeah, but them 3 points scared me because I'm thinking it'd be 6.
No, they know it's janky. It's just tough to play there for whatever reason, man. It's tough to play. Then, you know, Stafford, they don't sit back on turf throwing the ball 90 yards. You know, he can spin it.
He can spin it, though.
He can spin it. It's just when that pressure gets to him, he can't do nothing, man.
Nah, he going to throw it away or he can fall.
But that boy can spin that ball, man. God, he can spin that ball. Bills at the Giants. Can Lee pick the Bills last week? Surprised me. The Bills came through for
you. I know. I'm telling you, the Bills going to come through again on Sunday.
I'm going with you, man. Bills going to beat the Giants, man. Giants got a poor defense, man.
It's going to be something like 16-10, man. It's going to be one of those sloppy games, man.
Another game of two snapper, two tigers going in.
Yeah, old sloppy game, man.
Somebody, if y'all please, got any time, man. 17-9,
something like that.
Go donate your time down there and at least cut the meat off the bone for them, because they ain't got no teeth in their mouth, do the bitch.
Yeah, they can't chew it up.
Man. So Cardinals, Ravens.
Ravens all day.
Yeah, Ravens by
Ravens
10.
All day. 2018 Ravens.
It's the spread Ravens, says no. The spread says
13.5.
13.5. 2 touchdowns.
Yes.
People getting hyped up on that Miami situation, man. Yeah. I actually went back and rewatched a lot of that game, Matt, and although y'all look good, it's a poorest defense, the poorest team y'all are playing against.
Yeah,
I'm impressed by Jackson throwing the ball more, but a lot of them throws ain't gonna fly against a good defense. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna be running naked like that.
A lot of those throws ain't gonna fly off that back foot stuff.
I'm talking about nobody within 5 yards.
We got running game too, though, bro.
I'm taking the Ravens, though, man. That Ravens defense.
What you taking? Is you taking the -13.5 though? That ain't what we asking.
No.
Well, then you not taking the Ravens.
No.
You not taking the Ravens. That's what I'm trying
to say. Bet-wise, I'm not taking 13.5 on no team. No disrespect to the Ravens. But, I'm not taking that spread in the NFL. It just does not work out. Not doing it bet-wise.
We are picking the games with the spreads on them. Not just taking the team head up.
Okay. So, Panthers-Bucks tonight. -6.5 Panthers. I take the Panthers. You take the Panthers. Kenley takes the Bucks.
Right.
Colts-Titans. -3 Titans. I take the Titans. Kenley takes the Titans. You take the Colts.
I'm taking the Colts.
Chargers -3 against the Lions. You take Chargers. I take Chargers. Kenley takes the Chargers. Bills -2.5 against the Giants. I'm taking the Bills. You take the Bills. You take Saquon.
I'm taking Saquon.
He takes Saquon +2.5. Kenley's taking the Bills -2.5. Ravens -13.5. You taking the Ravens -13.5.
Yeah.
You taking the Cardinals +13.
There you go.
I'm taking the Cardinals +13.5. Patriots, Dolphins, Patriots -16.
I'm going with the Dolphins all the way. Dolphins going to blow these balls up.
Kenley's taking the Dolphins.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
B.A.'s taking.
Y'all don't know what
he's going out on a rotten limb.
Any given Sunday.
Watch your step.
He's not going out on a limb. He's going out on a rotten limb.
Watch your step, buddy.
I don't even know if a bird can sit on that one.
If that
limb down, I ain't taking no chances on that one, Patriots.
Patriots,
whatever the points is.
I just said I wouldn't take that high spread, but it's the Dolphins, man. That's a
junior team. I'm taking
the Patriots by 21, man. All day long. Cowboys -5.5 at the Redskins.
I'm taking the Cowboys.
I'm going with the Redskins.
Kelly's taking the +5.5. I'm taking that.
They look like they in midseason form.
Man, they look like they NFC Championship bound to me.
They look like midseason form.
So me and BA take the Cowboys. Ken Lee's going with the Redskins. Man, Mr. Bold Predictions is going against the grain over here today, baby. Yeah. He ain't being no square better. Texans -9.5 at the Jaguars. I like the Jaguars in that game. They got to bounce back.
I like the Texans because I don't like the Jaguars quarterback.
Stop. He did play good. No. Stop. Nick Foles isn't there. I forgot he's out.
Man, you got to know all that for
I'm messing up. I'm slipping, man. I like the Texans -10.
There you go.
I'm going to take the Texans too, man. Texans.
Across the board, we believe in Watson. We believe in it. Seattle Seahawks. Travel across the country to those
the big ketchup bar.
Heinz Field. Looked great the other night, didn't it, Matt? I enjoyed that game. What about you?
Yeah.
Looked like a stampede, the Cowboy opened the gate too soon.
Now, I'm gonna tell you about that game.
What?
That game right there was one snaggletooth tie game. And he got mauled.
I'll never do that too.
Did they slap with the paw?
Man, he got mauled to death on that game. And we was the only snaggletooth tiger at the party.
Man, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give y'all a little credit, though, man. That's just at New England, man.
No, listen.
Y'all look bad.
No excuse for the way we look.
Y'all look bad. But Tommy, man, I believe in Tommy. Tommy will get it together. I don't want y'all to win, but I think y'all look better, man. But I'm going with the Seahawks +3.5. Now, you just doing it for a jinx, man.
Seahawks +3.5.
He picking against his team. He just trying. He want to win.
+3.5, my friend.
This dude want to win so bad. He trying to pick against his team.
This dude trying to control my betting. You can't control the way I put my money.
Man, you're not Seahawks, man.
+3.5. Seahawks. I like the Seahawks. I like them. We trash.
Look at it.
Give me a head up. I take the Steelers for lunch. Head up.
What?
I got the Steelers. Lunch.
Okay, that's a bet.
Bet. You see it. Locked it in. Head up.
Yeah.
Want to take the Seahawks.
Okay, you ain't scared me.
I'm right with
I you. Pay a good lunch to see my team win.
That's my point. That's why
I I would have lunch to see my team win this week.
Man, so I'm taking the Seahawks. I'm taking the Seahawks plus the points. But I'm taking the Steelers head up against this guy here that's talking all this trash because he's just trying to change his way into
it. If Pittsburgh win, I'll be glad to buy you a lunch.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I'm taking the Steelers.
Right. Yeah, head up.
All right. So, 49ers Bengals. And, Mac, you taking the Steelers, huh?
Steelers.
Okay. 49ers Bengals.
I don't know.
49ers minus 2.5, but they're traveling again this week.
49ers. 49ers. I'm
going to ride with them Niners, man.
Yeah. I'm going to go Niners on that
one. Now, Cincinnati looked good against the Seahawks, man, but the Seahawks didn't play like they're supposed to play. So I don't know about that, but I'm just going to take the Niners just on the strength of the fact that this Cincinnati, they got freaking the red rifle still throwing the ball for Cincinnati.
Yes, sir.
Boy, can't save it. Man, Ross looked pretty good, though, didn't he?
Man, I'm telling you, the Bengals is a surprise.
Man, Ross looked pretty good.
They looked pretty good.
I don't know. I'm still going to go with the Niners in that game, man.
I'm
going to
ride with the Niners.
Vikings, Packers. What are they doing to the Packers? Because the Packers playing two division rivals back to back.
They sitting, even in fantasy, they sitting Aaron Rodgers this week. Packers don't look good, man. And you know, I was on the Packers. I was like, Packers gonna be probably gonna win the Super Bowl this year.
Vikings.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna go out on this rotten limb. Aaron Rodgers he done declined.
you got a lot of great
Aaron Rodgers has officially declined.
Bye, Harry. You hear that?
He is not the quarterback he used to be.
Chris Hoffman, y'all hear that? I ain't gonna put y'all out there in the bag, man. But hey, y'all gotta come with me tonight.
Aaron Rodgers has took a step back.
So we's looking at
step back, huh?
Vikings at the Packers. Packers minus 3.
They're supposed to have more points than that, though, man.
I just
that lets you know the Vikings gonna win, dude.
I just know that Aaron Rodgers used to shred defenses like the Packers. I mean, pass rushing off. Aaron Rodgers used to kill that.
I'm going to Vikings.
Vikings plus 3, Mac?
Plus 3.
Vikings plus 3, yeah.
Vikings.
Well, if it been some
other. And the reason I'm going to do this right now is because this is the difference with me. You know, I definitely take Aaron Rodgers over Kirk Cousins, but I take the Vikings defense over Green Bay, and I definitely take Dalvin Cook over the rest of the whatever else the Packers throw out there.
It ain't got nothing to do, man. It's Aaron Rodgers. He's just not that dude.
I ain't gonna put that down on discount, double check. I ain't gonna put it on like that. But I'm gonna take
I am. He there.
I'm taking the Vikings.
I'm taking the Max Kellerman approach.
Vikings.
You know
plus
he
three.
Will. He will retire somebody or decline them.
Vikings.
The Cliff.
The Chiefs and Raiders.
Chiefs and Raiders, man. Chiefs at the Raiders, minus 9.5. Give me the Chiefs all day.
All day. Chiefs. That's you need to put that
plus
on.
Plus 9.5.
Yeah.
Give me 18, man.
Give me
19, huh? Yeah.
That's one of the top picks. That's like lead pipe lock.
Yeah.
That's a lock.
And you use the L word. You never use that in betting. Not the lock word, man.
Man, that's a lock.
This man said
Chiefs. Lock.
Golly. Take
if you want a head up game, that's your game.
And if you can find your dummy, that will bet.
No, I'm just saying, if you go on bet with the
bookie. Oh, you just want one? Just one to knock
out? One game, that's one of my two good picks.
Chiefs
that's
at Raiders. One of them. Chiefs at Raiders.
Yeah.
Saints at the Rams. Rams minus 3.
I'm going to go with them Rams.
Going with the Rams.
And if you betting.
The Saints is on the road.
If you betting, the safest thing, take the over.
In that game, think a lot of points going to be scored in that game?
I think a lot going to be scored.
Man, Roy Odom, Tyler Swanner, Jeffrey Redman.
Saints ain't got no defense.
Listen.
Right.
Hey, y'all all buck and all crunk and all that stuff, but I'm telling you, man, the Rams are going to beat y'all again. The Rams are going to beat y'all again, and then y'all going to spend all next week questioning.
Back and go.
And yelling and fussing.
Super Bowl.
Hey, Kiko Alonso got traded to the Saints, but did y'all see him playing?
I don't remember his name.
Yeah, that just shocked me. Like, he got
one thing I do know in that game, whoever the last team with the ball probably gonna win.
Saints, Rams. Well,
yeah,
gonna be a close one.
It's gonna be a dog fight. It's gonna be a back and forth game. You know how the Saints start out, man. They start out to where they can't stop nobody. Then they just high score them. Then like you know, week 7 or week 8, their defense start coming around and they can get a few more stops. Then they start blowing people out.
Well, Boy, you're going to have all kind of care packages at your front door. Them Thompson's going to drop off some care packages.
I'm just giving it to you.
Hey, Karen Ransom might be driving up the road right now to drop you off a care package, man.
I'm just giving it to you how I'm looking at it. How I see it. It might not be right, but that's just the way I see it.
So he on the Saints nuts over here, baby.
No, it ain't
even about the Saints. Man. What you, he on the nuts, ain't it, man?
How? I'm telling you, they ain't got no defense. I mean, they got offense because they always have, but their defense can't stop nobody. They can get 14.
That body defense been gone.
They can get a 17-point lead.
They can't hold them.
Him on TV now. You know what bothers me about the Saints, man? Is that it's Alvin Kamara and it's Michael Thomas. Dude, you're not finna beat me by throwing the ball to the same dudes every time. I ain't gonna let you beat me. I get tired of that, man.
Right. Saints don't do nothing but let the man run out backfield real quick, hit it. That, I just don't see how teams
beat me with that, man.
I would run dime set.
Put that DB in the game?
Put that DB.
No, you run dime and put just play nickel all the time.
No, I want to play nickel. Nickel not strong enough.
You put the dime to have
six DBs out there and one spying him everywhere you go.
They got a good offensive line.
If he line up in the backfield.
So you don't think Kamara would
that catch? One linebacker is playing in the box.
Yeah, but you don't think that linebacker is not going to be as athletic as Kamara. So he would gas them if they come out of the dime every time. You can't run with him and keep up with him like that.
A DB can, though.
So you put the DB dedicated to him, but what if he's running up the gut when you put the DB in there?
But you put that one, when he lined up, and he lined up with a two, you know the little set they run, then you put the linebacker in the box.
What's the QB, the number 7?
Hill.
So this is how the Saints going to get you with that. If you come out in the dime, they're going to put Hill in the backfield as like a fullback, which he can do. He'll block the brakes off him.
Yeah, but I live
and
with
then,
it.
But then
but I live with
when
that.
You got the DBs out there, then Hill can go wide, and then you swing in Kamara.
But I'm not going to let you kill me with a death by a thousand cuts.
You're going to
cut my throat. You're going to shoot me in the head. You're going
to bleed me out the whole game.
No, you're not going to do me like that.
Okay. Right. Now I see what you're saying. You're saying I'm putting the pressure on you, forcing you to beat me one way. As opposed to doing it the way I know going to work, and you're going to beat me slow.
Yeah, they death by a thousand cuts. Don't nobody want that.
That's a good analogy right there.
That torture.
That's a good break. That's good scouting there, boss.
That's the way I see it.
Good scouting there. What you reckon, Matt? Okay. I'm still taking the Rams.
I just take the over in that game.
Man, pick a side, man. Saints or Rams, man.
You know the Rams Saints ain't going to beat them ball on the road.
Pick a side.
They better than win
at the Coliseum in L.A.
Oh, I'll take the Rams.
Look at Rams across the board.
But it's still going over.
Hey, dear Stump Texas, hold off on them packages. He picked the Rams.
I got to go with the
hold home off team. On them packages.
I got to go with the home team in that game. Is he?
Yeah, man.
Bears, Broncos.
Joe Flacco going down. Anybody wants to be up? That pressure going to be
anybody
on Joe Flacco.
Anybody but Makai's roommate up there in Tennessee, Brian Jordan, watching this game because he's a diehard Bears fan. He puts himself.
It's gonna be a low
he's a glutton for punishment because he's a Bears fan. Anybody else watching that game?
Gonna be a 19.
Man, get your life together.
I do not want to go on no roller coaster ride with Trubisky. up, down, up, around, down again. No, that roller coaster.
You gonna run on the track on that roller coaster? You gonna run on the track on that roller coaster?
That roller coaster can go.
Matt, do the Bears make it? I'm going to ask Kelly this. Do the Bears make it this entire season with Trubisky as a quarterback?
I think they're going to make it, man.
That roller coaster ride is
sale.
That's my thing. If they can get just average play out of Trubisky, instead of average play. Yeah. If you can get average play.
That roller coaster ride, man.
Bro, y'all got a team if y'all got
so
a
y'all say the Broncos going to win?
No.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I'm taking the Bears.
I'm taking the Bears.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bears. But it's a game that I don't even want to watch.
But it's a roller coaster.
I don't want to watch it. It's going to be something like a 17.
Bears fan, if y'all can get average quarterback play, you got a good team.
Mm-hmm. They got to get that.
I ain't talking about above average, but he just can't be like you saying.
Turn the ball over.
No, roller coaster.
Just stay,
up, down, stay steady. Be steady.
Stay steady.
Be steady.
And they wins a lot of games.
That's it.
You remember, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You remember when Big Ben first come up?
He always wanted to come.
No, I'm saying Big Ben didn't do much. Big Ben might have 12 or 15 passes.
Yeah.
And they win. That's how, but he didn't turn the ball over.
Right. They kept him even kill.
That's what they need to do.
They throw himself.
Only when necessary.
Yeah.
The defense too good to waste it.
That's a great defense, yeah. In the nightcap, Eagles Falcons.
I'm riding with them Eagles, man.
I'm gonna tell you, I hate the Cowboys this much.
But you want the Eagles knocked off?
No, I want the Eagles to win. So they always.
To keep pace.
To keep pace with them Cowboys. Don't give them none of these.
I just don't believe in Matty Ice.
Nah, Matty Ice garbage.
They garbage.
But hey, I ain't buying Carson Wentz either.
You ain't buying it?
Nah, man.
You gotta see if he really is truly healthy.
Health ain't the problem.
Man, he's a DJ.
He's inconsistent. He's inconsistent.
You just gotta stay healthy. I don't see him as inconsistent.
The year that he had, that one year,
when he rolled, till he got hurt.
Yeah, but
it's the injury. I don't say his play isn't that inconsistent.
But who says that he's gonna keep it up?
That's true.
That's the only thing.
They don't win. What the point?
Eagles minus one at the Falcons.
Oh yeah, Eagles all day.
Hmm? Eagles.
Eagles. Yeah.
Minus one.
Yeah.
At the Falcons. Dirty Bird's gonna be 0-2.
Eagles.
Mike Brennan, where you at, homeboy?
Where you at, Mike Brennan?
My brother, Sean Brown, my nephew, Tristan Brown.
Y'all over my nephew,
Chaz and Ray Love, new father. Congratulations to you. Chaz had a baby, man. Chaz had a baby.
Go to the dollar store and make sure you get some Kleenex. Because you're going to need
baby wipes.
You're going to need some brown.
I don't want to scratch your face up on them Kleenex.
Man. Chaz is a daddy now, man. You reckon
he's going to that's amazing,
out?
Man.
You going to reckon he's going to take his son down to the concession stand at halftime?
I hope not, because he's going to be out of house and home. I hope not. He's going to be out of house
and home. Like them family too, though.
Hey, Chaz, rough on the concession stand, man.
Man, he's dangerous. He's dangerous. I just don't know how you can spend that much money at a concession stand. And we're ready to go for more.
Ready for more. Just ran out of funds.
We ran out of funds and wasn't getting no more.
Man.
Man, we used to get $2, $3 to go to the concession stand.
Ball
he
out.
Got 20 and blowed all that for the game to even start.
Had to borrow money on the way home.
Yes, sir.
Last game, man. Monday night special, man. We'll close this thing out for week two. Browns versus Jets. Jets got a big blow. They got Le'Veon Bell's getting the MRI on the shoulder.
I got Browns.
Williams, the... Quentin Williams from Alabama, the rookie.
And Darnold got mono.
And Aaron Donald's got mono. So they scarred up.
Toss up game.
Browns versus Jets.
Browns win only because they limped into the game.
Matt?
That's a hard game to pick, but I guess I ride with the Browns.
Browns got to win. They don't have a choice.
Yeah, Mosley's out.
Mosley out. See, if they had Mosley, I'd go ahead and pick the Jets.
Mosley's out?
Oh, yeah. This whole
it's over with.
Dang, Browns we ain't got the Jets on our schedule this early?
Anybody. We love to have the Jets right now.
I love to have them right now without Le'Veon Bell.
So the consensus, we're taking the Browns across the board. I would love to see the Browns go on, too, just because of all that fake hype. But it's just the Jets are too scarred up, man.
Yeah, they're scarred up right now.
That's a wrap, man.
Yeah, that's a wrap, Taterhead.
Get your bats in, man. Taterhead. Hey, man. Going down.
You did all that texting last Sunday.
0-2, boss.
Oh, well, wait. Bell, what we call it? Score the interception. What's his name?
Le'Veon Bell scored that, caught that little weak pass. Yeah.
Y'all going
Jets
down.
Jets fans, y'all going down. J-E-T-H. 0-2. That's what we're going to call it.
0-2, Reese.
So that's a wrap, man. What's your biggest game to look out for, man, as we close it out? What you looking out for?
I'm looking out for us. My bowl.
The Ravens. You want to see what y'all going to do? See if Lamar going to bounce back?
He's going to bounce back and do what we did like we did last week.
Man, Lamar throws another 4 or 5.
You might be a basketball score this week.
Basketball score. Blowing people out. What you looking for, B.A.?
My Steelers.
You didn't pick them, though.
I ain't got to.
You still looking for them, huh?
I'm looking for them.
Come in.
Y'all want to make y'all some money. Y'all put y'all some money with them Ravens, man.
We'll see, man.
35-10.
We'll see. And my biggest thing for the weekend, what I'm looking forward to on the weekend is I want to see if Dak Prescott can duplicate last Sunday again.
Of course not.
I want to see it.
Dak ain't going to do it.
I want to see it.
Dak ain't going to do it. They're going to lose.
That's a wrap, man. Like, share, subscribe, add to Dumpster Juice Radio. Don't just talk about it when you see us. Jump on there and subscribe and really become a member. We need to push this thing so we can grow this. We can grow this audience, man. We can grow this and get this thing a little bit better. Get us some better equipment. Record a little bit better. Have better timing, better schedule. Right now, we just always bootleg, but we
freestyle,
man. Like we have to say, we low budget but high content. Right here,
that is it.
Tantalize a call girl with just a roll of pennies. Can't bait a lion in your trap without a tranquilizer. You enter in a boxing ring with no trainer beside you. My Panerai watch glows like Avatar. Caviar, black diamonds. Can you imagine y'all taking from a rich man plate? Kicking his door, cause it's war with the blood suckers of the poor. The first should be last, that's just universal law.
pop the cork, the beer as you wet pause like this. I tell a story of a prince's life in all his glory. It's killing me softly, somber like the buildings at Fort Greene. Hood monsters and niggas who walk mean. Hood niggas and they just came home.